Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Goddess Alive Radio. This is Kimberly Moore, your humble hostess for the evening and the founder and priestess of Mother House of the Goddess and Mystery School of the Goddess. I am so excited to be here this evening. I love our Friday. See, there I go. Friday night slots. I'm wishing Fridays. Thursday night slots. And I am so delighted to have a great friend and wonderful teacher and author, Margaret Ann Lembo, is with us tonight. I'm going to bring her on in just a moment. So I want to say happy Irish Goddess Day to all those who are celebrating as you tip your mugs this evening, if you are. Don't forget a cheers to the goddess Breed or Anya or Maka, you know, all the great Irish goddesses, excuse me, that despite St. Patrick's great, great efforts, managed to survive. So, and to all of our Irish ancestors, this is the night that we always raise a glass and salute to you as well. My great-grandmother came over from Ireland, and it is heritage that I greatly love. So tonight, get your Irish on with some of the Irish goddesses. I posted our Breed portal page and some of our other Irish stuff over on Mother House Facebook this evening. Excuse me. And I did, of course, have the required corned beef, cabbage, boiled potatoes, and all that good stuff. So I hope you all had a wonderful Irish fest and feast. So a little bit of housekeeping. I just want to remind everybody that spring equinox, I can't believe it is Sunday. And, we are officially moving into spring. And we are also going to be doing the Goddess Full Moon Group on March 22nd, 8 o'clock Eastern, goddessfullmoongroup.com to sign up for free. Brandi Ossett and I are going to be doing the Goddess Persephone on her return as Korai, the Spring Maiden. So we're going to be walking through that and talking a little bit about the lunar eclipse energies, which are in effect. And, since our awesome astrologer, Mary, is in Egypt at the moment, and we may not have a full moon astrology offering, I will redirect you to Chani Nicholas, chaninicholas.com, for some really, really great eclipse updates. If you want to know a little bit more about spring equinox, we have Energizing Ostara by Dr. Susan Harper as a little mini course, as well as Spring Equinox Ritual of the Goddess by Renee Starr. Those are both over at mysteryschoolofthegoddess.net. And for those of you who would like to chant with me, I would love for you to chant with me. I released a Malas and Mantras for Spiritual Practice this week on Mystery School of the Goddess. So you can pop on over there. And if you check out Mother House Goddess Shop, you can also, if you get a mala this week, you get the course for free. How exciting! And you get a mala bonus. Of course, you may want to wait till tomorrow when I have some blueberry agate, crazy blue, gorgeous malas that are going up, as well as howlite and jade. And oh my God, they're so beautiful. So I should have them up tomorrow. Goddess Magic Circle, Molly Reamer. Don't want to miss this. This is a 3-month offering plus, kind of a subscription to hang out with Molly and do some really amazing goddess magic. And that starts May 5th, but you can register now. So many good things. Our instructors at Mystery School of the Goddess are amazing. And we are all working together to cook up something really beautiful and gorgeous called Seeking the Goddess. So look for that next week. That will be a free offering as a gift from all of the instructors to you about the divine feminine and goddess and kind of how to connect and some things to, put you more steadily on your path, we hope. So that's my shtick. And motherhouseofthegoddess.com, of course, we've got some great poems. We've got Jeanine Cannon's poems. We've got spring stuff going on. We've got a book review on the Hebrew priestess. For those of you who are frequent listeners, you remember Rabbi Jill Hammer and Taya Sher that were on from Kohenet, the Hebrew Priestess Institute, and they have put out a book called The Hebrew Priestess, and Judith Large did an amazing review. some mantra practices, and I am so delighted that our very first edition of Mother Root is out in the world. And Mother Root is kind of replacing our Rhythms of the Goddess seasonal journal, which became a bit of a beast. So one day in the future, when I have a dedicated editor for Rhythms, it will be back as a journal. Until then, we'll be doing our Mother Root Digest every month. Isis Heart Meditation, Radha, the Goddess Radha and Divine Love, all kinds of good stuff. Motherhouseofthegoddess.com. It's busy. Busy. I'm so delighted, and I thank you to all of our listeners and our tribe for supporting us so amazingly. You rock. So let's get to our very, very special guest, Margaret Ann. And I'm so delighted because, like, Margaret Ann is local here to South Florida, and her store is the Crystal Garden in Boynton Beach, which is like an amazing fairy tale land. You go in there and it is so beautiful. It smells gorgeous, of course, because of all of her aromatherapy offerings, like her smudgeon spray, which I'm like shaking right now. It's my favorite. And crystals everywhere, and of course, books and everything. Margaret Ann has been a dedicated spiritual teacher and author for many, many, many years, and is like one of the busiest ladies I know. She has a new book out, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing. She has a new deck, Archangels and Gemstone Guardian Cards, we're going to talk about this evening, as well as spoken audio publications on chakra balancing, crystal alignment, cord cutting. I'm telling you, she's busy. I highly, highly recommend her Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, her Chakra Awakening book, Angel Gemstone Oracle Cards. I mean, you know, Margaret Ann just has it all going on. And of course, it's all the topics we love to talk about. So without further ado, well, actually, let me tell you, MargaretAnnLembo.com. You can check out our site while we're talking, and let's bring her on. Margaret Ann, hi.
Well, Kimberly, hello. It's so nice to be connecting with you, and I love that we're doing it live, that everybody's going to hear all our conversations.
I know, it's so much fun. It is.
It is. So you get to update in front of everybody that wants to listen in. I love it.
Oh, it's so good. And I'm, you know, seriously, it was like so fun as I was typing this up. I'm going, it's like all the great stuff we want to talk about. Aromatherapy, vibrational healing, angels, crystals. I mean, you write and do all the best stuff.
Well, I think so, too. That's why I love what I do, because I love all of this. So that's why we were talking before we came on the air about how busy we both are. We're both busy. You are probably as busy as I am. And but you know, when you're doing what you love, it doesn't matter.
True. It doesn't feel like work most of the time.
Most of the time, it doesn't. It really doesn't. So that's a blessing. So, yay.
It is such a blessing. It really is. And I think, you know, when you're doing what you love, the universe cannot help but respond positively.
That's the truth. What you're putting out in the world always has to come back around. So that's a good thing.
It is. So give us a little bit of an update about your new book, your new deck, like, you know, kind of guide us through what's been going on with all these great offerings.
Well, you know, I love that I had triplets this time. You know, this time we had all three come out. The first book, the first item on the list here, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, is published by Llewellyn, and I'm very grateful for that. And it has, this book is just, I look forward to using it. I mean, I wrote it, and I look forward to using it as my, you know, go-to guide. And I say that because people might say, Margaret, you wrote it. What do you have to look up? But with aromatherapy, a constant reminder of, is this going to work with this essential oil? Is this does this essential oil have a contraindication? You know, we always have to make reference to these things. Plus, a lot of the information flowed out of me, so now I have to go back and realign with what all is about. But what I mean by that is you can't memorize every single essential oil quality. And plus, on top of this, each essential oil has a vibrational energy to it. which I've outlined by coming up with, like, what animal totem aligns with that essential oil, or how does it connect on a numerology basis, or what planet association. So there's so much more, as well as the mental, physical, spiritual, emotional uses for each oil. I love it. I so many people that have actually sunk their teeth into it so far are really loving it as well.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's really, you know, it's been a while since we've had any kind of good kind of magical vibrational aromatherapy book come out. I mean, you know, gosh, I think we all probably, a lot of us go back to Cunningham's. Do you know what I mean? Interestingly, from so many years ago. So it's really great to have this in the mix now.
I think so. And so, you know, it's including Bach flower remedies. And the other thing that I love, so you know the Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones. You know that because you used it.
So I use it all the time.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And so just so you know, it's set up similarly. So every single essential oil has a positive thought form associated with it, an affirmation. Every single essential oil has a divine inspiration or divine guidance, a divination associated with it. So I think that's going to help someone who's just getting to know essential oils. It goes deeper into understanding the vibration of the essential oil, not just like a list of therapeutic qualities, right?
Right, yes. And that's important because, you know, there's so much more. And to have the flower essences in there as well is so important. I love that.
It is. And, you know, I just thought of it. I also included how to make gemstone essences and then how to incorporate that with holy waters and sacred site essences and add it to your essential oil blend to spray or utilize for anointing or as an energetic fragrance that you're wearing that's beyond just have something that smells awesome and has therapeutic qualities.
I love that. I've almost completely done away with perfumes, like, you know, and I wear essential oils or sprays or, you know, blends all the time now. And it's really funny when I look around my desk, you know, I'm sitting here and it's hysterically funny. The smudge and spray is always within arm's reach. Always. Your smudge and
spray. Good. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. It is.
It's one of my favorites because it just clears the room and just invites this beautiful, wonderful, vibrational healing essence and clearing essence into the room. And that's, I think, so it's a really great example, you know, for people too, of when we're talking about, like, you have to clear and then you have to fill. Your smudge and spray does both. It clears it and then brings in this great healing and wonderful energy. And you've got a really large line. So where, Crystal Garden, is that the best place online for everybody to check out your sprays and blends and everything?
Yeah, that would probably be thecrystalgarden.com. And then depending on what part of the country you're in, you know, or actually it doesn't even have to be just this country. It's also Canada, Mexico, and the Netherlands, and Germany. And, you know, it's almost worldwide, but it's getting there. So I love to encourage to buy local. So if you have a store that's right around the corner and you want to support that, and even certain, I have three sprays at Whole Foods throughout Florida. The smudge and spray, the sage and cedar spray, and Palo Santo spray are all at all the Whole Foods throughout the state of Florida.
That's where, and actually because my Whole Foods is a little bit closer than your shop, so sometimes if I'm out, that's where I grab it. And you're on Amazon too, right?
We are on Amazon, and we have a lot of retailers that sell our line on Amazon. We have a lot of Amazon sellers beyond, you know, like we're not stocked on Amazon because we haven't done that yet. We probably will, you know, for them sending it for us. But we have some retailers, there's one out of Miami and one out of Virginia, that they do a lot of Amazon business with our products.
This is not fun. Well, I can tell you with my very little goddess shop, I love to support everybody else's things, you know. So it's a great way to kind of spread the love when we have little online shops, you know, to, you know, bring in everybody else's products to push that we love. So
and so because maybe some of my fans or readers are listening, what is the goddess shop address?
Oh, it, yeah. So for Etsy, Etsy is my primary place at the moment because that's all I can keep up with marketing. And it's MH for Mother House, goddessshop.com. And that'll take you right to our little Etsy. And
You'll have to go take a look. I don't think I knew that. That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I was going to make an appointment with you coming up so I can start carrying your stuff there. So we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. It is a lot to fulfill orders. I just pulled it up. It looks beautiful. Good job. Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's
nice.
Fun. You know what? Gives me a place to keep all of my addictions, you know, like crystals and malas and sprays and everything.
And why not? Providing a good service to many. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me with the book, you know, were there any surprises? Was there anything that, you know, that you discovered kind of anew or that you had a new favorite or something like that?
You mean as which essential oil?
Yeah. Or, yeah, something about aromatherapy or the healing levels of certain oils?
Well, you know what I found, you know, because I have to do a lot of research for this book in addition to what I already knew. You know, there's no way that I could know all the therapeutic qualities and the physical uses of essential oils. I definitely was easy for me to let the spiritual, mental, and emotional use come through me. That wasn't bad at all. That was actually quite easy. What I found really fun is coming up with trying to describe what the fragrance smells like and coming up with, like I happen to be open to myrrh for some reason. So I'll just read. So the fragrance is dark, opulent, mushroom-like, resinous, rich, warm, woody, reminiscent of wet wood. So I know that sounds kind of dorky, that I think that's really cool, but it was so interesting to try to, how do you tell someone in writing what this smells like?
That is really interesting. And, you know, I get a lot of people when I talk about oils or push them or make a comment about them on Facebook, people say, well, what does it smell like? So I'm really impressed. That's gorgeous because that is myrrh, what you said. That's perfect.
Yep. So every single, all 60 oils have that description. I like that. And then the other thing that I found fun was, I have so many different things. I really like coming up and researching and finding out interesting tidbits, like historically, what essential oil was, what perfume. I still love my perfumes. I'm a real perfume fanatic, so I still love that. But, like, I'm trying to see if I can come across one in the book as we're talking. But, heliochrism is also known as immortelle, and it means everlasting in French. It's used in the beauty creams for wrinkle reduction, including L'Occitane's Immortelle Precious Cream, and I use that cream.
Oh, my God, I'm loving it.
Each oil also, so that's interesting. It's not, you know, it's not just all about metaphysical uses or, and then the other thing is that every single, all the archangels have their say in which oils that I felt like they were telling me which oil they were more attracted to or wanted that represented them, had their vibration, including some of the ascended master teachers. And also I did similarly with gemstones in the essential guide to crystals, minerals, and stones, but with the essential oil ones, I also included what different career types would benefit from certain essential oils as a totem, as an ally.
You did that with your crystals, and it was fascinating. I really like that.
Well, to me, it adds a whole other layer to understanding the oil and or the gemstone, and to get to know that. But as far as a new favorite, like I would, pull the oil and smell it while I was writing about it. I would say, I became more friendly with lemongrass than I've ever become, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a
lot of good qualities to lemongrass. People think lemongrass is a citrus, but it's not. It's an actual grass. And it's really good for muscular challenges, which prior to me writing this, I wasn't that consciously aware of that. I knew it was excellent for as a deodorizer, make your house or space smell better.
Oh, my. Yeah. See, I love, to me, lemongrass is very meadowy, and I have always liked that aspect when it's in a blend. But that's a good one. Ooh, yum, yum.
Mm-hmm. It is yummy.
So, and I love the correspondences. Margaret Ann, I love my correspondences, and I love matching things up, especially with goddesses and everything. So this is really fantastic. I was going to order the book, and then I thought, nope, I'm going to wait so I can come up to the shop and get it.
Oh, how sweet of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
so
kind.
And, it's not a hardship to hang out at the Crystal Garden, believe me.
Yeah, I know. We're very blessed.
My wallet.
I do love that sacred space. It really is. It has helped so many people. We're very blessed to have it. I feel the same, and I created it, and I feel that way.
It's absolutely amazing. And you always pick the best things. You just have always such beautiful product and really high quality, and everything's very, this sounds really funny, and I'm not meaning this in a dirt way, but everything's very clean in your shop. Your crystals, everything really sparkles. You keep a really great vibration in your shop.
Thank you. We really, and I say we because it's a village over there. We really do intend only good energy so that people have a sacred space to come into, that they can feel that way, and that feel that energy of like, oh my gosh, I captured a moment or two or an hour where I can be and revitalize and get that other stuff off of me. And so that we'll continue to do.
Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. So thecrystalgarden.com for our listeners, if you're in South Florida, especially you're visiting, it's in Boynton Beach. And believe me, you can while away half a day there without a problem. So
that's
easy,
true.
Easy.
And you still won't really notice everything that's in there.
It's true.
Yeah, for sure.
So, now tell us about the Archangels and Gemstone Guardian cards, which is your newest deck, and how this kind of evolved. This is really an interesting pairing. I like it.
Thank you. Well, as you probably know, the first deck is the Angels and Gemstone Guardian cards, and I had, from the beginning, felt that I needed to have a follow-up, if you will, a follow-up deck, because the first deck has 44 cards. And I could create probably still at least three more decks after this, because it's 160 gemstones that I've already addressed in my first book. In The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones. So it's relatively easy for me to think through and put together developmentally to create a deck, because a lot of the footwork has already been accomplished. So what happened was I was thinking, do I want to stay with angels or do I want to raise this another notch, There are 11 archangels in this deck, and each archangel has four gemstones associated with it for each one. And so what this does is it helps you, me, anybody, get in touch with or realize what the different archangels are about, because I don't know everything about all the archangels. I mean, I would like to say that I do, but I'd be making up a story if I told you that, you know. and I would, you know. So it helped me to get in touch with each archangel, and therefore on a vibrational level get to match it up with the gemstone. I'm all about matching things up, you know. It's like vibrationally similar to. That's why I always have a positive affirmation associated with each one. So it's very, it's as far as layout and the way that it's presented, it's the same kind of representation as the angels and gemstone guardians cards. Whereas there's, like, I have the celestite card in my hand right now. So that's on the front of the card or the back, depends on your perspective, is a picture of celestite and a whole message. Or first it's a question, like a query, then a divine guidance all on one side. So I'll read this one just to give an idea. So,
okay.
Are you hearing messages from your angels? Have you noticed your life flows easily as if divine timing is working in your life? So let's say you said, you know, not really, not right now, I'm not feeling that way. Maybe somebody says that in response to those when they contemplate those questions. So that's for like a contemplation. So then the divine guidance is, peace is yours. You have a team of angels on your side illuminating and orchestrating your life. They respond to your thoughts, wishes, and dreams according to the divine plan. So if you really stop and really think about what that is, it's letting you know, what are you thinking about? What are you dreaming about? And once you let those thoughts go out there, the angels will pay attention. So now when you turn the card over on the other side, in this case, Archangel Uriel is the angel that is associated with Celestite. And, you know, that doesn't mean it's the only one. This is the one that I happen to choose to be associated with this particular vibration or this energy. So Uriel, in general, is an archangel that's about wisdom, about bringing peace, about connecting with our ancestors. I love that part, connecting with the ancestors and those that have walked on this path before us. In a medicine wheel, I put Uriel in the north door. So, Archangel, right?
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah. So, the Archangel Uriel's affirmation is on the other side, and it says, I am at peace. This is for us to think these thoughts. I am at peace. Legions of angels are my personal entourage, helping me every day in every way. I am aligned with the divine plan. My ancestors me on my path. I am grateful for the knowledge they impart to me. And then you can use this card for the day or however you want.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Now, are there pictures of the archangels as well?
No. That I do not have on there, you know, and I that's not even never even crossed my mind to request from the publisher to have the graphic artist do, because it's more about the message. And in my mind's eye, with the exception of the four main archangels, I feel like they're really, you know, those are just iconized, the four main archangels.
Yes.
But
yeah,
in my world, angels are vibrational; they're beings of light. They don't really, you know, we personify them so that we can relate to them better. But they're just, they're energy. They're beings of light. They're a vibration. So I did not personify them on the cards. The main picture, the deal with the picture is, it's the gemstone that we're looking at.
I love that. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, and I think that's really, I actually kind of like that, Margaret Ann, because I agree with you. I'm working with the archangels so many times. They are very subjective in how they appear, I believe. And so it's kind of nice that you're just inviting people to be very intuitive that way.
Yeah, because how do I know what it, you know, like, because they never really lived on the planet. They're not really human. How am I supposed to know what they look like, right?
Right, yeah. So that's great. So there are 11 archangels, and then you have four gemstones for each.
That is correct.
I love that. Beautiful. Okay, so can I just ask, because, you know, Metatron's one of my favorites. Is he in the deck?
No, I didn't put Metatron in here. I think I did. Let me double check. I'm just going to do a quick look through. No, I didn't put Metatron in. Metatron, though, is referred to within the Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, if I'm not mistaken.
Lovely.
I'm pretty sure I have him in the back, because I have really, really great, even if I must say so myself, really great appendices, because I love to be able to look up without having to have read the whole entire book. Where, you know, tell me what essential oil would be good if I want to connect with Archangel Metatron. So here in Appendix D, I find right under the Melchizedek, Metatron, and in parentheses, activation of the ascension process to higher states of consciousness, enlightenment, Akashic records, and the soul's evolution. And the essential oils are basil, grapefruit, palmarosa, and rose.
Oh, I love that palmarosa. It's gorgeous.
Me too. It is. And I like that. And you know, another one I like is rose geranium. I don't really have rose geranium separate in the book, but I like that extra rosy scent with the geranium. Because palmarosa is a lot like geranium, as you probably know.
Yeah. Yes. That actually, you know, I love palmarosa for clearing energy. When I do a big house cleanse and blessing, I wipe down all of my windows and doors with palmarosa.
Really? That's interesting.
I'd
go more to like sweet marjoram for that, but I can see where palmarosa would be very good.
Yep. It's a very interesting oil that way. It just comes in with a really nice hum. So I love that, though. You know, and see, this is the other thing for our listeners that's really cool about all of Margaret's books, her chakra book, her crystals and gemstones book and everything. These great appendices are in all of them, these lists, these things that you can just flip to. And all of your offerings work beautifully together. You know, I mean, you can jump from your archangels to your gemstones, to your crystals, to your aromatherapy, to the chakras. They really are very cohesive.
Well, thank you, and because that's the way I think. I'll be talking about something, and I'll realize I'm thinking of it as a gemstone, or I'm thinking of it as an essential oil. And because it's like my thought process goes there. And I've been working with the angelic realm for a very, very long time. I really think that I was lucky enough to have come in with certain connection there. I think all of us have, but for some reason I just feel like it didn't leave my consciousness as I aged. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, yes. That's so funny. And celestite, I love that. That's a beautiful crystal. You have gorgeous clusters at the Crystal Garden. Every time I'm there, I eyeball them. And when Zachary, my son, was a baby, I had celestite in his nursery.
And that's perfect.
It was so good. I'll tell you, it was really great. It just
perfect
had a great
for a baby in general, but also for a baby boy. That's really perfect.
Mhm. It was really great. I have a big one, and it was like, this is where it wanted to be. So it was so good. So good. Now, for you, you know, as we're talking about your desk, I don't know if your desk probably looks like mine with oils, crystals, statues, like, you know, all kinds of books, maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
That's true. You're right.
So
are you
if
being
we
a
were
foyer
to,
into my little office here? Yes, that's true. It does look like that.
Well, it was really funny today. I happened to snap a picture because I got some malas in, and Noodle, my cat, she freaked. It was really funny. I've never had her react to them to malas before. She's up on the desk, literally rolling on them. It was so funny. So I took a picture of her, but when you can see the background,
you know, everybody was laughing. It's like, you know, you could see the smudgen spray, my other oils, decks, books, you know.
Is this on Facebook? Should I go to your Facebook page and watch?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It was so funny. And so I have to ask, what are some of your things that we would find surrounding you, some of your favorites?
Oh, I can tell you. Was that your cat purring just then? Oh, I thought I heard your cat purring.
That's our 8 o'clock Boca train.
Oh. See, I heard that. I love the sound of the train. Oh, I did see it. Okay. Aw, this is great. Okay, so what's around me are, I have, you know, my laptop, and then I have my extra monitor because I need as much real estate to work. I would love a third monitor, but anyway. And then what I have behind that on the, like, backdrop of my actual desk, there I have pictures of, say, Babaji when he's young, Babaji doing puja ceremony when he was older, my niece, my husband when he was young, pictures of Ephesus and the goddess, and my sister and my brother, Jesus the Christ, Mia Chow as well, Yogananda. I have Mama, my Jai, remember Ma up in the up at the ashram in the Akashi ashram.
Yeah, that's our
picture
yeah.
of her. Marguerite, the Dalai Lama. I have about 5 pictures of the Dalai Lama. I have Tara. I have me and my BMW back when I was a banker. I have more Babaji. I have the Kempos from the Padmasambhava Center, the ashram in India of Babaji's. I guess I have a lot of Babaji energy here. An owl. I have the 13 grandmothers are on my wall. Owls, Mother Mary, a lot of Mother Mary, Michael, ladybugs. And then I have bottles of oils, like 1-pound big bottles of essential oils, and my recipe book that I have written everything into, and my measuring cups, and lots of crystals. And, of course, my books that I wrote in the lately, I just recently cleaned up so that I could see the forest for the trees, and so I could have, because now that I have more publications, I need to have them nearby when I'm doing a radio show, because when you're launching books and deck and a CD all at the same time, you need to have them nearby because I like to reference them, you know, make references.
Yeah.
You know?
So
that's
great.
My story. You like it?
I love that. I do. I love all that energy. And it's really funny listening to you, and I'm thinking about you, and I'm going, gosh, that's so Margaret Ann Munro. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I can see all those little threads weaving in.
It's true. Well, I really love that picture of your kitty cat when you're on your desk. That's a good one on your Facebook page.
Thanks.
I'll turn
She's
that on close and so in case it starts beeping with messages, so I'll shut that window.
She's so funny. I have no idea. You can never tell. Usually she only reacts that way for chicken. So.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Now, tell us about the spoken audio publications that you have, because you have quite a few. Are we up to, what, 9 now? Is that your count?
Yes. And it's so hard to believe. You know, it's pretty easy to record a CD. It's not that difficult, you know. It's just a matter of finding a studio. And for me, it's pretty easy to make a script because I have done these things so many times over and over and over again live. So the most recent one, the cord cutting ceremony, came to me to record because I realized from doing it so often in a group setting and also in private settings, because I do a lot of private sessions, we all have many things that we need to be able to release the energetic ties that may be making us react a certain way. And what I mean is, it's like people have been part of our life since we're, you know, basically since we hit the planet, and immediately we get socialized. So it's our early days, especially ages 0 to 10, we have certain programs that are installed in our consciousness. And maybe we were blessed. I feel like I was blessed with great parents and great situations, and there's not as much need in that setting. But not everybody had that. People have had many challenging experiences with parents, with teachers, with even bullying in school, that you know, somebody says something and they had no relation to anything mean when they said it, but we may react like very intensely, or we have a very strong reaction, and it makes you go, wow, where did that stem from? If you're trying to, you know, develop personally, you'll contemplate, why did I react that way? Well, probably because of something that happened over and over and over again that really affected us on a mental or emotional level. So that could be from, you know, a lot of times we really should cut the cord from a romantic relationship that we are no longer in. That's usually a really important one. And it could even happen in the workplace. There's so many different situations where, you know, people really hurt our feelings. We feel hurt by the experience. And then we're still carrying that baggage around with us, and we're still energetically connected to that other person. That doesn't mean that it's hurting anybody to release them. It's just making you both be free of any cords of attachment. Have you ever seen, Kimberly, and I hope all our listeners here, your listeners, have seen the work of Alex Gray? Alex Gray is that artist that he really displays the energetic field.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, yeah. It's kind of like skeletal, but then with meridians all through.
Yes. And then it also shows the energy often is like, and really well, doing it very well, shows the energy body. And he has a lot of pictures or artwork where he's showing the energy body between, let's say, two lovers or a parent and a child. And you can see the interconnectedness. So, I would highly recommend going and just putting in, I want to say, alexgray.com. And just taking a look at his artwork. But that helps to understand how connected we are, because we all have energy bodies and we're all interconnected. So it's usually because of a very negative scenario that we need to cut the cords and let go. Let's say you just broke up with somebody and you're very hurt. Very important to cut those cords between you and that other person, and that way you're free and you're not going to have to keep recreating the same relationship over and over again. Haven't you ever noticed in your life where you have the same pattern?
Oh, please, yes.
It can happen in the workplace. It can happen in friendships. Yes. It can happen anywhere. It doesn't have to be just romantic, you know? So that's what that's for, is to help people cut the cords. And I was trained and learned this from at least two different sources, both more of a native flair to it, you know. Neither one was Native American, but it's quite, as far as I know, based on Native traditions, you know.
It's so important. You know, Margaret, and because our, you know, etheric fields and our auric fields, I mean, this is us. This is what's seeping into us all the time. And as we give energy away or we accept attachment, we sometimes don't realize that we're not opening up for new energy. And, you know, this is all cluttering up our space. You know, we kind of become hoarders, energetic hoarders a little bit. And the freeing that's done. What I really like about this is because so many times, even when we are practitioners ourselves, I think it's really good to have someone else assist in the facilitation, you know, because it's kind of bringing in that objective viewpoint, you know, and energy. So I love this. This is really a great thing because, gosh, We all need. It's like spring cleaning. I start pushing with students, you know, in spring sometimes, you know, all the time. But especially spring cleaning, this is a great time to get it done, especially during eclipse season. Let it go.
Really, get the energy moving. I love that you use the term energetic hoarder. I think that's a really good way of putting it for people to get that, because whatever we have in our energy field, we are broadcasting. So if we wonder why we keep bringing in the same type of person, it's just a different body, it's just a different, you know, literally a different person, but it's really the same person. It's
right.
We're vibrating at that rate, so we're going to draw that in.
That is so true, and, you know, all any of us have to do is look at the repetitive patterns in our lives. I mean, it's over and over again. So until you really... And I think it helps to do the ritual, the ceremony. You know, I think it really helps us with our subconscious minds, you know, to really let go of things, to have something kind of formal that's saying, this is how you do it. You know, let me facilitate it for you. It could be a very powerful step. So, and you have such a great voice for your meditations and everything, Margaret.
Thank
you. I love you did this as a spoken publication. So good.
Thank you for that. That's very, very nice. Yeah, I just realized that it would be really beneficial. And, you know, to have a private session, it can get pricey. You know, it doesn't mean it's not worth it because it's much deeper than just going through the ceremony. But if someone has a lot of different things that they know they need to work on, it's really for such a, what is it, maybe $14.99 or something like that. You can you know, keep using it. The first track has an explanation much better than what I just shared with all of you, but it's close to that, but for a longer period of time. And then the second track is the actual draw, you know, bringing you through the process, getting you into an amazingly gorgeous, lovely, deeply blessed state. And it's a very powerful process. It's almost as good as doing it live. Very
That's so great. Really
mm-hmm.
good. And that's a good point, you know, for somebody who, you know, because maybe your repetitive problem pattern is your lack mentality. You need to cut those cords with that lack mentality.
That's true.
Get it going.
Yeah. And likewise with that whole idea of maintaining balance in life. You know, people really like to have the laying on of stones. That's why I created the Chakra Awakening Crystal Balancing CD. Not Chakra Awakening. Chakra. Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember the name of my own CD.
Chakra
Balancing.
Yes.
Crystal Healing.
I love
so,
it.
It's like an instructional. It's like on audio, you're getting an instructional about what that even is. And how to do it and why you want to do it. So that's very great. And then the second track on that, you literally, like it shows when you get the CD, when you open it up, it shows you which gemstones you need in order to do, like to make it match with what I'm describing. And we even sell little kits of the same exact stones to match the CD at the store. But you probably have them. A lot of people who are into rocks, you're going to already have these in your repertoire of stones. I didn't go too exotic, you know. And that way
right.
it guides you. It literally will say, okay, now place the, you know, black tourmaline by your, let's say, by your ankles, and next put the, you know, carnelian at your on your navel or something, you know, and I just go through every very specifically where to place them, and then I guide you into a beautiful, deep relaxation, chakra balancing to, you know, rebalance, clear, and reharmonize and recalibrate each one of the chakras with intention.
Love it. That is so great. Because I think a lot of people really are into, you know, I am. I know, and everybody I know that's like a rock hound. I mean, we all love working with our stones that way. But to have, again, the guidance and the meditation to do it, that's really fantastic, you know. What a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
I know. I wouldn't mind, too. You know, I don't get to do it much myself, so it's like very nice when either in a workshop or something that I have to be participating and I need to be the body for them to put the laying on of stones. I'm like, let me on the table. You know, I'll be your guinea pig.
I know, that's so great. I think most of us are doing it, you know, we do it kind of haphazard. I was laughing with Brandy, us that, you know, we always talk about the stones we sleep with, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, rolling on them in the middle of the night, you know.
Yeah, I haven't found the big ones in my bed for a long time, but in the pillowcase works nice because then you're not really, unless you, you know, like love to turn your pillow a lot. But I keep a lot by my nightstand. Right now I have an Alestial. I have maybe one or two black tourmaline wands. And
nice.
A lot of sodalite. This, I just got a beautiful batch of decent-sized sodalite in. And this for the first time in a long time that I scoffed for myself a bunch of rocks, and I took home about 6 or 8. I mean, that's unusual for me anymore because I've been doing this for so long, I don't really need to keep taking the rocks. But I took home sodalite, and, you know, the sodalite, they're decent-sized tumble stones, and I really feel like for the first time ever did I ever really pay attention to having that as like an ally for sleep time. I always look towards hematite, rose quartz, amethyst, things like that. But I really like having a sodalite. It's very, very calming, very grounding and calming.
Do you know what I have been totally into lately for sleep? It's been, well, I've always liked kyanite, blue kyanite for it.
But, good point.
I have a bowl of blue kyanite shards, and then I have a sculpsite sphere. And I love it. Love it. It's been really cool for some dream work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really fun. I like that.
Yeah, the two play very well together. And it kind of happened by mistake. I was digging around, you know, changing the sheets, and the sculpsite sphere usually rolls around the bed. And I set it in the bowl. And then all of a sudden it was like about a minute later I went, oh, what's going on there? Hi there.
Yeah, I bet.
So they came very well together, yeah. It was
like,
neat.
Surprise, here I am.
Yeah. I think sodalite is really, isn't highlighted enough. It's a really cool stone.
It really is. It's very, very powerful. I really... Well, they're also powerful. It's all intention. As you know, I really love to have the, the matching positive thought form with the stone, so that, because it's not the rock that's really doing anything. It's us. It's our thought. And the rock is just like an amplification and also a tool for mindfulness, so we stay focused on what it is we really, really, really want and what we're trying to remember to achieve.
Such a great point, yeah. They are, and they're such beautiful treasures. I mean, you know, I adore working with crystals and, you know, having them around and playing with them, and they're really great tools.
They are. Very, very much so.
You know, if I can't even imagine that you don't come home with 10 every day. You're at the store, but, you know.
I don't. And I haven't done that in a really long time. It was just that batch of sodalite. It's like I wanted all of them. I was like, I just want to take this whole bag home and use this as around, like making circles around plants in my garden, you know. Or something.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
I just felt
like I wanted
how you can put stones in your garden, you know, like for, you know, keeping the weeds down, although that doesn't work in South Florida, but I really wanted to decorate with it, but I held back and took like 6 or 8, something like that, you know. So yeah,
oh,
I definitely love to use those. They are my friends. They're very, very good.
Yeah. Now, are you going on the road are you doing any tours with these books and new offerings?
Not really. I mean, that is so exhausting and time-consuming and expensive. So I feel like with my first two books, or it's actually three books and a deck, and all my CDs, or seven of them anyway. I did that round for about 7 years in the summer, like for 6 to 8 weeks at a time. And it's like, it's like being a rock star. Now I understand why rock stars do drugs, because you almost need drugs. I didn't do drugs, but I felt like now I have an understanding of why they probably would turn to that while being on the road, you know? It's very exhausting. So I really give a lot of credit to amazing musicians and artists that are constantly on the road. I don't know how our politicians, which I don't want to talk about, but just even them going out and doing that, you know, night after night and rally after rally and debate after debate. It's like, my goodness, where do you get that energy from? So I think I have a lot of energy. But what I am going to do, Kimberly, is like with people like that, you, like you that are so gracious to have me talk with you on your show, or I will probably be really seriously considering going out to a trade show in Denver, the International New Age Trade Show. So that's maybe in June. It's pretty likely. I haven't totally decided yet. I have to see if a couple of bookings are going to work out. And then I'll be at the American Library Association Convention doing a signing there. And I'll be at Avalon in Orlando that same weekend while I'm up in Orlando for the American Library Association. I am going to be there. And Avalon is a lovely store. I have never seen it myself yet, but I understand it's amazing. And I did meet her by chance at a gem show, the lady that owns it. And she was very kind when she realized it was me that was standing in the same booth with her, because she sells my books all day long, every day. So I was very, always love to hear that from a retailer.
Right?
Yeah. And then I'm hoping to be at the Miami Book Fair. And so we'll just see how that all pans out to do signings there. And there's other things, I'm sure, but I have a lot of events scheduled at my own store. So hopefully people will come on down and come on over with my chakra awakening course that I'll be teaching soon, and my aromatherapy and vibrational healing. And I'm decided to do another retreat. I had that retreat, was so lovely. I'm going to keep it down to 8 people. It was very nice at a very small number, because I could really give a lot of excellent attention to the attendees. So I have another one in July scheduled. When you go to margaretannlembo.com, you can always look on that calendar. I think I have it on my website already. I know it's on the Crystal Garden website in July. Let's see. It's not on my website yet. So my staff works very diligently, but they must have missed that one. So I want to say it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th or something like that in July.
Oh, good. Wow,
yeah,
and you're doing that in Florida.
Say it again?
You're doing the retreat in Florida.
I did. Like, so the retreat I did in February for the first time. And then now I'm going to do it again, because it was a really big hit. It was like they loved it. And I thought, you know what? I could do this again and just do it for 8 people at a time. It will be very powerful. I'm pulling it up right now to look at it. If you go to thecrystalgarden.com and type in retreat and search our site, you would find it. But it's the dates are, and I'm just getting to the product page so I can see, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday. And I did it that way so that if somebody wanted to fly in, they could have, you know, fly in on a Wednesday and fly home on a Sunday. It's a little bit better price-wise, you know, for airfare. Because I did, you know, people do fly in for my events. So I try to think that way. And it's really, and it includes 2 dinners and 1 lunch. So we're just like, we're immersed together in the sacred space of the Angel Room at the Crystal Garden. It's very nice.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's so good. Well, we'll make sure to share that on Mother House as well. You know, spread the word. What a great idea. It's kind of, you know, it's really fun.
It is a fun time. People really, I was happy, and they really liked it. I put up some pictures from a Facebook post and people's comments about how they felt about it right there on the product page. So when you feed on the website, make sure you click tickets to go read more about it. It's very nice. So, yeah, so it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Look at that. Okay. Well, I know that when we had talked, I think the first time you were on Goddess Live, you were just coming home after you had only been home for about a month from your last touring, and I know that was exhausting for you.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
You got so much done just being home.
Yeah, I got a lot. You know, I wrote The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones on book tour. While I was on book tour.
Oh, my goodness.
It came through me. It was so wild. I mean, we would drive, and we'd get to the hotel. There was a couple of times I actually tried writing it in the car, and that was not working. So we'd get to the hotel, we'd get all settled in. I would work on the book until it was time to go do my appearance, and then I'd come home after the appearance, and then I'd sit down and write some more before I went to sleep. And then I wake up early and write some more. I was like a woman obsessed. That book literally came through me. It was amazing. And I would love for that to happen, but I'd like to stay home to do it this time for the next book. But I do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 titles that I have ready to pop out of me. It's just which one first.
Really? Okay, so that was going to be my next question is, what's next?
Well, what's really quite next that's already in production is another deck.
Really?
Yes, Llewellyn is publishing this next deck, and it's called, it's coming out in November. It's called Crystal Intentions Oracle. And it has, the cover matches the cover of The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones. And it's set up in categories and colors so that you approach working with the oracle cards a number of ways and also use the color coding to help understand what the predominant, you know, archetype or thing that's going on with you or another person. And so you could be used individually, it could be used as part of a reading, it could be used as an adjunct to a reading or a reading all upon itself. It has a similar idea that I love, which is using both sides of the card, because I always feel like that other side of the card is such a waste of paper. So you can shuffle the cards and pull a card. You can do a spread. It's really nice. And it does come, that one will come with a booklet to give people a little bit deeper understanding about some of the gemstones and also how to use it a couple of different, more than one way, you know. So that's November. In case we needed another party at the Crystal Garden, we'll have a party in August. Haven't picked the exact date yet, but we'll have our anniversary party in August. 28 years we're going to be, and then in November we'll have another party celebrating my next launch, my next deck. Hear me. I will say goodnight because I don't know if we're done or if we got cut off, and I want to thank you, Kimberly, if you can hear me. I want to thank you for letting me be on your show and spending time with you, and thank you, everybody who's listened in. And feel free to follow me on YouTube and on MargaretAnnLemlow.com. And I wish you all a beautiful night.